Okay, Shalom Aleichem, everybody. Hope all is well. Hope everybody's doing good. Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Zayin. We're here at the bottom of Vavim Beis, three lines up. I'm Rav Shimi Bar Ashi. If you remember, we're dealing with a case. We're trying to figure out how do we know that Asi Docha Lo Sase, if the Lo Sase involves Karis. So the last thing we tried to do was try to prove the fact that we have a drasha. We have a drasha that teaches me that we do not put people to death on Shabbos because that involves an Isser Shabbos. You're not Mechal Shabbos. Whether according to Rabbi Nelson, it's the Isser of burning, or according to Rabbi Yossi, it's the Isser of cooking. In Marashach, you're going to involve some sort of Chil Shabbos. And we had a drasha to teach me that we do not do that. Now, if you need a drasha to teach me that we don't kill people on Shabbos, we would have had a Havamina. We would have assumed, again, the default position is that we would kill people on Shabbos, and therefore, perhaps we say that the mitzvah of killing someone in Beis Din, right, an Aseh, is Dochaloz Aseh, would override Shabbos, which involves Karis. So Rav Shimi Bar Ashi says, not exactly. That's not exactly what we meant. So, Rav Shimi Bar Ashi, Hai Tana, Lo Mishon Da'asi Asi V'Dochaloz Aseh. The reason that we're not going to be Mechal Shabbos to kill somebody in Beis Din is not because of Asi Dochaloz Aseh, Ella rather, Mishon Da'maisi Mikal V'Choma. Rather, because he's using a kal vachomer, meaning the havamina is not because, again, if we need a drasha to teach me that we don't kill people on Shabbos, we said the havamina, the default position is, must be asi dochalosase that has kares. So it says Rav Shimi Bar Ashi, no, the default position is a kal vachomer. We would have thought not that an ase overrides a losase, but that there's a kal vachomer to teach me that in this specific case, where we put people to death on Shabbos, that killing people based on is docha Shabbos. What's the kal vachomer? V'avikamer ma ani mekayim mechalal mos yumas b'shar malachos chutz b'mitzvas Beis Din halva mitzvas Beis Din dachi Shabbos. How do you fulfill the mitzvah of mechalal mos yumas? That seems to imply that if you mechalal Shabbos, right, you get put to death. That's by other malachos, except for killing someone in Beis Din. But by mitzvas Beis Din, by killing someone in Beis Din, that would be docha Shabbos. Mikal vachomer. What's the kal vachomer? Uma avot hashir chamura v'docha Shabbos. Just like we see that avoda in Beis Hamikdash, right, obviously is more serious and is docha Shabbos. So Ritzicha, again, Ritzicha is putting someone to Beis Din, or killing someone, literally means killing somebody, but here we're killing him in Beis Din. So docha osa certainly is going to be docha. Shenamar, as Buzik says, right, mim is b'chid z'kacher olamus. Right, that we say that, again, you can kill, again, the Kavachomer is that since killing someone in Beis Din overrides avoda, right, and avoda is docha Shabbos, so killing someone in Beis Din probably has got to be docha Shabbos. Right, again, as the pasuk says, you can kill a kohen. You can take a kohen who's in the middle of avoda and put him to death in Beis Din. Right, the Mises Beis Din, right, overrides avoda. Well, if avoda overrides Shabbos, so certainly Mises Beis Din overrides Shabbos. Right, that's Shabbos shenitchem in pnei avoda einu din shedei ritzicha docha Shabbos. Okay, so that is the kal vachomer we would have assumed, and that's why you need a drasha to teach me that we do not put people to death on Shabbos, because the kal vachomer would have said that we do. Now, flip back to the Vav Amud Beis, and let me see, I actually have to find it for a second. The Gemara, if you remember the Brisa, when we were quoting this halakha, this drasha, that killing somebody does not override Shabbos, we quoted a little bit of a back and forth that was a little bit vague, and now the Gemara is going to try and analyze it according to both opinions. Again, one opinion was that the default position that the drasha is kind of to exclude is Asi Docha Lo Sase, that's Chayv Karis. That's what we're going to do afterwards. But right now we're saying that the default position that the drasha is trying to teach against is that we have this kal vachomer that certainly you should put someone to death on Shabbos. Now, if you go back to the Brisa, I'm trying to find it. Right. So if you look at, it's like smack in the middle, a little bit lower than the middle of the daf. It says, Umani ni mekayim. Right? It's the first line at least, is Shomea ni bein b'chol bein b'shabbos. So, Umani mekayim mechala mos yumas b'shar malachos chus b'mitzvas Beis Din. Right? That we just quoted, right? How do you define, right, when the pasuk says, if you mechal Shabbos, you get put to death, what's that? That's for other malachos. That's not for killing someone in Beis Din. That would be docha Shabbos. Oh, you know, Ella, afilu misos Beis Din. Or maybe it even applies to killing someone in Beis Din, meaning that this is not docha Shabbos. So what do you do with that pasuk? B'chol v'lo b'Shabbos. Maybe killing someone in Beis Din is only on weekday. Oh, you know, oh maybe, or maybe Ella afilu b'Shabbos, or maybe it's even on Shabbos. So So therefore, Tamalomar, those are Ba'alish, therefore we have the Drasha. Meaning the Gemara went back and forth. Oh, Eno this, or maybe this, or Eno this, or Eno this. So that's what the Gemara now deals with. Maybe, what is the back and forth in the Gemara? Very, very strange back and forth. Maybe it's this, maybe it's that, maybe it's this, maybe it's that. Well, there are never ever any counter arguments provided by that Brisa. It's just maybe it's A, or maybe it's B, or maybe it's A. Or maybe it's B. Right? It never really proves it one way or another. It just kind of goes back and forth and back and forth. So now that's what the Gemara deals with right now. Umay o eno de ka'amar. What is this, or maybe this, or maybe not, or maybe this, or maybe not? Talking ka'amar. This is what I meant to say. That kavuras meis mitzvah tochiach. You could have rejected the Kal v'chomer by saying that meis mitzvah teaches me that the Kal v'chomer is no good. How so? Shedoches ha'avoda ve'en doches ha'shavos. Because you have a case of meis mitzvah, that is docha avoda, but does not docha shavus. That if a person finds, what's it called? Rashi explains that a person, again, he says that a person, we're going to see in a second, that meis mitzvah is not docha shavus. It is docha avoda, any kohen, right, the kohen finds a meis mitzvah, he has a mitzvah to bury that person, even though he'll be tamei, he won't be able to do avoda, right? It overrides avoda, but it's not docha shavus. So, again, we're looking for something, we're trying to say, right, that if something is docha avoda, so certainly it's going to be docha shavus. Well, here's a case that something is docha avoda and it's not docha shavus. Right, we're trying to say that you can kill someone on Shabbos because you can kill someone that overrides avoda, so it must be therefore it must definitely override Shabbos. Well, here you have a case where meis mitzvah it's docha avoda, but it's not docha Shabbos. So hado amar. So then the Brisa went back and said back in the Gemara. So hado amar. So then the Brisa said, well, maybe not. Maybe kruas meis mitzvah tidcha Shabbos mikal v'chomer. Maybe it should be. Maybe burying a meis mitzvah should be docha Shabbos. Because ma avoda shehi docha Shabbos kruas meis mitzvah docha osa milachoso. Just like avoda, which is docha Shabbos, meis mitzvah is docha avoda from the pasuk of lachoso. Shabbos shenircham in pnei avoda ain't a dinchetik kruas meis mitzvah docha. So Shabbos is also docha because of avoda. Meaning avoda is docha Shabbos. If meis mitzvah is docha avoda and avoda is docha Shabbos, so maybe meis mitzvah should be docha Shabbos. So that would go bring us back to the Kal v'chomer. Meaning, on the one hand, I thought maybe the Kal v'chomer is no good, because maybe Meis Mitzvah is not Docha Shabbos. But then we have a Kal v'chomer that maybe Meis Mitzvah is Docha Shabbos. That's the back and forth that we had before in the Brisa. So therefore, Tamalom Lo Sivaru, therefore the Brisa ends off and says, you can't burn a fire on Shabbos. And we learned that, again, that killing in Beis Din is not Docha Shabbos. But the Havamina that we had was not that Asi Docha Losa say, if there's Kares, it's just that we had this Kal v'chomer, this logic, that it made sense that killing someone in Beis Din should be Docha Shabbos, and therefore needed a pasuk to teach me that it doesn't. Okay, and now we go back to the original way that we understood, that actually the default position that this drasha is trying to go against is that Asi Docha Losa say if there's Kares. That was the default position, therefore the pasuk had to teach me that you don't kill somebody in Beis Din on Shabbos. And that the original Havamina that we had, that the default position is Asi Docha Losa say, my Oino Kamar, what's this back and forth in the Brisa? So Kamar says, Harvi Kamar, this is what I meant to say. My Ani Mekai Mechala Mos Yumas, Bishar Malach Los Chos Mimis is Beis Din. Right, what did you mean when the Pasuk says, kill anybody who's Mechal Shabbos? That seems to be, aside from Mises Beis Din, that you should kill somebody on Shabbos, right? Avol Mises Beis Din Docha Shabbos, but that's Docha. But Mises Beis Din is Docha Shabbos. Dasi Asay v'Dochi Losasay. Hado Amar. Then, but on the other hand, right? Emer Darmin and Asay v'Dochi Losasay. Right? Lo Asay Losasay Greida. Maybe we only say Asay v'Dochi Losasay by a regular iser. Right? Lo Sasay Shish Bokaris Mishmiaslay. The Dachi. Right? Maybe, but a Lo Sasay that doesn't have that has Kares. Who? How do you know that that's Docha Shabbos? How do you know that the Asay is Docha? So Hado Amar, then we went back and said, well, to Asi Docha Losa say, right, one second, we say that Asi Docha Losa say, Lav Losa say, Chomer Minei, Vekasi Asi V'dachilei. Well, one second, when you have a regular Asi Docha Losa say, let's say Tzitzis and Shatnez. So the Shatnez is more serious than the Tzitzis, right? You get Malkus for not violating, for violating Shatnez, right? You don't get Malkus for not putting on Tzitzis. So yet you see that the asay is docha the los asay, even though the los asay is more chomer, is more serious. So mali chomer zuta, mali so chomer rabba. So who cares how much more chomer it is, right? We see that already in asay, which is less chomer, is docha los asay, which is more chomer. So who cares how much more chomer? Who cares whether you got malchus or kares? What's the difference? So therefore, tamalomar lo sivaru. Therefore, the pasuk says lo sivaru, and that was the havamina, you know, again, the way that we originally understood that brisa, but we kind of rejected it. That was the Havamina. But again, we assumed the maskana that the brisa was operating off of the default position of the Kal v'Chomer, and that's why we needed the drasha. So we're still stuck. We're still looking for a makor that Asi Dochalosa say that has kares. And in fact, the Gemara is going to move on to a different understanding, and this is kind of where it ends. And it's the Gemara here seems to imply that Asi Dochalosa say, for sure that's true, right? That's obvious that we have Baititzis and Shatnez, etc. But if you have a case where there's a Mitzvah's Asi, but a Losa say that has Kares, so very hard to say, right, that that it will be Docha. Well, we had that Rashi before, right, if you remember, right, that if you had a scenario where it's a Hechsher Mitzvah, meaning, scenario, you can't get around the assay, but you meaning so then it could be fine. But again, most of the Rishonim we said that was different. They're right, a different understanding of Hechsher Mitzvah, right? Tosos already that happens at the same time. Okay, this is not necessary. But long story short, we seem to not have a makor that Asi Dochalosa say that has Kares. So Ella, as the Gemara says, so therefore, meaning we're still stuck with the question: why do you need to tell me that it's a Yibum does not apply to, let's say, a Shazach, or a Chosisha, to one of the Arayas, right? All the Arayas, we not mention in the Mishnah, but we learn from the Pasuk of Aleha, why do you need that Pasuk to teach me, why will we ever have assumed that there's a mitzvah to perform Yibum on someone who has an Erva, someone who's an Arayos, right? Sleeping with an Erva is a Chayv Kares. Why would we ever have thought the regular mitzvah of Yibum overrides that? So Ella Itzrich, rather, we need to tell me, right, the Sagot Adichamina, to have a Hi, Ashes Ach, Dover Shaya Bechlal. V'yatza min ha'klal olamit. Okay, so, sorry. So just a one word of preference. If you've ever said Rabbi Shmuel in the morning, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Rabbi Shmuel Asher Numidos Atorim Dreshbaham. So if you have never said it, so this is going to be a little bit more difficult. If you do say it every single day, and you kind of are familiar and pay attention a little bit, so this will be a little bit easier. The Gemara is going to use two of those ways that we darshan out the Torah. So the reason we need that pasuk to teach me that you don't do yibum by all the arayos is salkat ayde chamina. You might have thought to say to have a high eshazach that it should be like eshazach. Again, that's different than achosisha, right? Achosisha is your wife's sister, which is always usher to you. Eshazach, right, again, is a situation where, it's, again, his brother's wife, but obviously in a normal case of Yibum, where your brother's wife was not an erva to you, or related to an erva, or etc., right, with the tzaros, right, from the Mishnah, the regular woman, you are allowed, obviously, to do Yibum, that's the mitzvah of Yibum. So, but we might have thought that halacha, that you're allowed to sleep with your brother's wife, right, for Yibum purposes, is Devar Shai Bechlal, V'yotza min ha'klal l'lamed, l'l l'lamed al atzmo yotza, el l'lamed al ha'klal kulo Yotza. Now, what is going on over here? What does that rule mean? Again, just to translate briefly, and then the Gemara is going to already give you an example that'll be much more clear. Basically, whenever you have a general rule, let's say by Arayos, right? Don't sleep with Arayos, and then the Torah gives an example, right? So that's not that example is not only for that specific case, but it's teaching something about the entire general rule. Again, so let's detanya. Let's get an example, and it'll become clear. Davar shahaya bechlal v'yatzim bechlal, etc., etc. Case that, how does that work? Right. So the pasuk says, "V'nefesh asher tochal basar mizevach shalamim v'tumaso alav v'nichrusa." Right. A person if it eats tamei, if a person who is tamei, right, so eats a korban, so then he gets kares. Right. Now that is not the first time the Torah told us that, right? And that is a specific example, right? Shadukar basar mizevach shlamim, right? It says a specific type of kachim, a specific type of korban. The Torah already said that you get kares for eating a korban if you're tummy. Now the Torah says that if you eat a shlamim when you're tummy, you get kares. So v'alo shlamim b'chol kachim hayu, right? Shlamim, right, is one of the kachim. Right, and v'lama yatsu. So therefore, why did the Torah say again? Why did it specify by shlamim? So l'haki shalem, right, to connect all of the korbanos to shlamim. V'lo merchad, and to teach you the mashlamim yuchadim kachem is beach. So afko kachem is beach. Just like the shlamim is what is brought on the mizbeach. So too, anything that is going to be brought on the mizbeach you're going to get kares if you eat it. Isn't that all kachem? No, not really. There's a section of hekdesh called bedek habayis, right? Yatsu kodshei bedek habayis. We know that a person can be makdish an animal for korban, but you can also makdish an animal to the temple treasury, Right? You can say this is now property of Hekdesh. This belongs to Beis Hamikdash. So if a person would eat that type of animal, so that the person would not get cursed for. So Hokanami. So here too. Again, that's an idea where, again, you have a general rule, right? You can't eat korbanos when you're tame. Torah says, don't eat shlomim when you're tame. So that teaches me something about the entire rule. Meaning, just like shlomim is brought on the Mizbeach, so too the entire rule applies to animals that are brought on the Mizbeach, as opposed to animals that are not brought on the Mizbeach. So Hokanami. So here too, we can learn. We had a general rule, and this is why we needed to teach me that you won't sleep with any of the arayos for yibum. Because Hakanami here, all too, ha'eshes ach b'chla kol arayos ha'isa, right? Again, eshes ach is one of the arayos. V'lama yatzta, why does the Torah say you can do it for yibum? L'hakish aleha v'lama l'cha, to teach us that ma'eshes ach sharia, af kol arayos nami sharia. Just like eshes ach is mutter, so too all the other arayos are mutter. So that's what you might have thought. Therefore, the pasuk had to teach me that you cannot sleep with any of the arayos for the purposes of yibum. So Gemara says, one second, mi dami, that's not comparable to the case of shlomim and korban, because hosom klal beiser uprat beiser. There, the klal and the prat, the general rule, right, don't eat korbanos when you're tame, is exactly the same as don't eat shlomim when you're tame. Right, the klal, the general rule, is an iser, and the prat, right, the specific example is also an iser. Don't do either of those things. So therefore, you can apply this rule. But hakam, but here, what's the deal? Klal b'iser prat b'heter. Right, the general rule says don't sleep with arayos, and then it says you're allowed to sleep, right, with your eshes ach, right, for the purposes of yibum. So that's not the same at all. So the Gemara says, "Halo dummy." So that's not comparable. Ella rather, I mean, "Halo dummy." Ella rather that's comparable to something else. That's a different way we darshan the Torah. The darsh haya bechal v'yata lidom b'davar achadosh. That's we had a general rule, and then we were taught something new. Right, that you're not allowed to go back. Meaning, we assume that does not apply to the general rule until the Torah goes back to the general rule. Meaning, again, and we'll have an example again, the Gemara is very good right here to give us another illustration of this, is that the rule is, meaning if you have a general rule, and then you have something specific that's new about the rule, right, you cannot then go and use that and go back and learn about the general rule, right, until the Torah specifically goes back and says it straight out in the pasuk. Meaning, by the case of shlomim and eating tamei shlomim and eating tamei karbanos, the Torah doesn't go back and say anything about the original rule. Right, you don't need that here. Right, this is teaching me something new. Right? Again, you're usher to sleep with any arayos, and then, oh, by the way, if it's yibum, you are allowed to sleep with your brother's wife. So now you're not allowed to apply that to the general rule unless the Torah specifically goes back and illustrates the general rule. What's another example of this? And then this will help, again, illustrate what we're talking about. The Tanya is within the Braisa. Davash haye bechlal v'yatza lidon b'davar chadash. Yata rashay lachzir lechalal lo ad sheyachzir eno lechal kadosh kasev b'perish. Okay, that's the rule that we just quoted. Ketzad, how does that work? Let's say, for example, v'shachat es ha-keves. Keves, yeah, keves, not kevesh. I always get confused. Kevesh is a ramp. Keves is a ram. Okay, that's always confusing. Right? But makom asher yishchat es ha-chatas. Okay, meaning the whole pasuk says again that basically the asham and the chatas and the ola are all shechted in the north and the northern part of the azara, and then the pasuk says that the chatas is like the asham. Ki kachatas ha'asham hu lakohen. Again, this is the psukim are by Metzora. So basically, all these three korbanos are shechted in the same place, and the pasuk says the chatas is like the asham. So ein cham alomer kachatas ka asham. You don't need to tell me that, right? You don't need to tell me that the chatas is like an asham. We know that, right? The Torah already told us, right? That's why you shecht an asham, and that's why you shecht the chatas. Why is it good? So ma tam alomer kachatas ha asham. What is that doing for me? Lefishi yatsa asham metzora lidom b'davar chadash. Because the asham of a metzora specifically taught us something new. Meaning, what's different about a metzora's asham than a regular korban asham? But bo'anyad, we bo'an regular yamanis. Right? The metzora has this really weird process that they have to put blood on the thumb, the right thumb and the right big toe, right, of the metzora. That's part of the process. We'll explain it a little bit on Amud Beis. They basically come to the Sha'ar Nikanor, to the gate, stick their hands through the wall, right? They'd have some blood from the korban put on the wall, put on the big thumb and the big toe, and that was part of the purification process. They can go about their way. So basically, this is whole a new avoda. Usually, you don't do that by regular korban asham. That's a new law. That's a new halacha, right? By a korban asham. So therefore, yochel, you might have thought lotei ton matadam ve'murim legabim mizbeach. You might have thought that's all you need to do by the asham of a mitzora, because it taught me something new about that halacha. So therefore, tamalama ki chatas ha'ashamu, therefore it went back to the original rule, right? We went to back to the teach me that no, the asham is like all other ashams. That ma chatas tu'una matan damim ve'murim l'gabim mizbeach, right? Af asham ta'un matan damim ve'murim l'gabim mizbeach. To teach me that, yeah, you do this weird thing with the blood on the thumb and the toe, but you also bring it as just like it's a normal korban asham. So you see, you have a general rule, you have the concept of korban asham, you have a new rule that by the mitzora's asham, you do this weird thing with the thumb and the toe, and then the Torah had to go back and tell me that the chatas is like an asham, I mean, the asham is like a chatas, that really all the other rules of an asham also apply as well. So you could make sure that it goes back and is included in all of the other types of ashams and all the other halachos of an asham. So too over here. Itlo ahadre kra, if the Torah had not gone back and taught me, havamina, you might have thought, lamay de nafak nafak, lamay de lo nafak lo nafak. Right, that the asham of the mitzora, right, only applies, right, you only have that weird halacha by the asham of the mitzora, but we don't do all the other stuff. So achaname, so too over here by yibum. Right, so havamina, you might have thought, ishis ach the ishtri, right, it's the ishtri, right, aval shararayos lo, but you might have thought it's only ishis ach, meaning, you might have thought it's only ishis ach, that is mutter, again, because you have the concept of arayos or aser, right, ishis ach is mutter, that's a new halacha, but only ishis ach is mutter, and not other arayos. So therefore, we're still back to the question, right, why do you need the pasuk of aleha to teach me that you're allowed to sleep with all the arayos? To teach me that you're not allowed to sleep with all the arayos for Yibam. Why would you ever have thought of that? Why would you ever have thought that you can do that? So Allah the Gemara says, Sagadad Chamina, you might have thought, Tezi b'mematzinu. Maybe you would have thought it, you would have learned it from a mematzinu, from me eshazach, from the fact that you can, again, marry your wife's brother through Yibam. So ma eshazach mi'abma, ta'afach uzisha mitzisyabim. You might have thought that, yeah, that, again, Eishes Ach is normally Aser. It's mutter for Yibam, right? So too, any other case, right? Is any other case, any other type of Erva is usually Aser, but for Yibam, it's mutter. That's what you have thought. Therefore, we have the Pasuk of Allah to teach me that the Arayos are, in fact, not mutter for that. So Gemara says, Midami. What do you mean? That's not comparable at all. Hazam Chari Surah, Ha-Chatrei Surah. But by Eishes Ach, there's only one Aser, right? The Eishes Ach. But here, by the Arayos, there are two Isurim. Meaning that there's Eshazach, right, and one of the Arayos. Right? Meaning the fact that this woman is, let's say, again, your wife's sister, or let's say your daughter, or whatever it is, right, so she's usher to you in two ways. First of all, it was your wife's brother's wife, and second of all, she's your daughter, she's your wife's sister. So the Gemara says, no, you might have thought, hold ishtri, and you might have thought that once you're saying things are mutter for Yibam, apparently anything goes. So therefore, we need a pasuk to teach me that not anything goes, only the Isser of Eishes Ach goes, meaning only your brother's wife you're allowed to sleep with, but not any of the other Arayos. Now, the rest of the daf, and we're not going to really finish it, is just to prove it, that we say, Hol v'ishtri, ishtri. Meaning, again, basically the Gemara at this point is saying that the reason you might have thought you can sleep with all the Arayos for Yibum is, well, once we're saying it's mutter across the board. So how do you know that that's true? Right? Again, that's very far-fetched. Right? You're telling me that an iser kares does not apply because of another mitzvah. So how do you, like, where do you get that from? Right? Whole ishtri, that since it's mutter, really? So the Gemara has to prove that, and the Gemara does right now. I don't think we're going to finish it. It goes on to Amud Aleph, but let's start at least a little bit. We may not tame it. I'm reading the whole of history. How do you know that once you say, well, it's mutter, so I guess it's mutter. So the tanya as well, right? So again, similar to what we just discussed, same topics, which makes it somewhat easier. Mitzora shechashmini shelo be'erev Pesach. Not exactly the same topic, but similar. Mitzora, let's say a mitzora again. A mitzora goes through a tara process. And the seventh day goes to the mikvah. He has Harav Shemesh. The sun sets on the seventh day. And on the eighth day, then he bring his korbanos. And so basically, if the eighth day falls in Erev Pesach, so that normally should work out for him. Because on the eighth day, he brings his korbanos, korban asham, right? As I said before, he goes to Shar Nicanor, sticks his hands through the gate, has the blood applied on his toe and his thumb, right? All that stuff is done. Baruch Hashem, he's finished. He can go bring the korban that night, no problem. Problem is, as the Gemara says, Vara keri bo bayom. He sees a keri. He sees a balkeri. He says some sort of discharge, not a normal, healthy, healthy relative to Azov, a healthy semen discharge or whatever. The problem with that, what's the problem with that? Now we can't go into the Azara. Now we can't go into to get to the Shar Nicanor. Again, he's not allowed to go into the place where the Mizbeach is because he's Tameh. Well, he's a Mechuz Kippurim, he still has to finish his Tara process from being Matora. But now when he's a Balkari, he can't even get to the Shar Nicanor, because he's not allowed to be on the Harabayas. So even, and then the Gemara says again, Vatavah, he goes to the Mikvah, even if he's just Vatavah, right, he's going to the Mikvah and he's just waiting for Harav Shemesh, still, again, that's technically he's not allowed to go on into the Azara, into the to get to the Shar Nicanor, to get up to the place where he can get the blood applied on his thumb and his big toe. So he's stuck. So Amr Chacham, so there the Chachamim said, Aval Pisha Ein Tvul Yom Acher Nichnas Zen Nichnas. Even though Tvul Yom usually doesn't get that far, right, all the way up on Har Bayis, right, Zen Nichnas, this guy is allowed to go to the Shar Nichnas so that he can become Tahor. Because again, what's at stake here? What's in a regular Tuesday in the middle of the year? So what's the big deal? Right, he'll wait another day. Right, it'll mess him up a little bit, but yeah, okay, fine. But here, what's at stake is tonight is Korban Pesach, right? And therefore, right, if a guy misses Korban Pesach, right, so that's a big problem, right? Missing Korban Pesach is a Chiyuv Karis. Right, again, not that he wouldn't have Pesach Sheni. Okay, whatever. But tonight, we have to get this guy to get the Korban Pesach. So Mutav Sheyavo Ase Sheish Bo Karis V'Yilcha Ase Shein Bo Karis. The mitzvahs Ase. Again, the what's at stake here? There are two mitzvahs. One mitzvah is to bring Korban Pesach. And if you don't bring Korban Pesach, you get Karis. And the other issue at stake is coming onto the Har HaBayis when you're a Balkari. Because the Pasuk says, right, V'yishlach min ha-machadeh, kol tzaru v'chol zav, v'chol tamein al nafesh, right, you have to send out of that area of the Har HaBayis, right, that Pasuk is by the Machane Levia, but okay, so it had the same status. So you had to send them out of the camp. Right, so that's a mitzvah's assay to send him out of the camp. If he's tummy, he comes into the camp, he violates the assay. But that mitzvah's assay does not have kares attached to it. So it's better that he should get to do the Korban Pesach. But again, if you're going to violate one of them, if you're going to miss one of them, you might as well miss the one that doesn't have kares. So therefore, he should come onto Har HaBayis and stick his hands through, even though technically that's the violation of mitzvah's assay of Isha Chumen HaMachana Kol Tzeru V'Chozav V'Chol Tamei HaNefesh. But because that will enable him to bring the Korban Pesach. So now we're okay. And by the way, Rabbi Yochanan just happens to say this is not part of it, but this is like in parentheses almost. Rabbi Yochanan, Devar Torah Afilu Ase Leslay. Rabbi Yochanan says it's not even an Ase Sheish Bo Kares versus an Ase that doesn't have Kares. Rabbi Yochanan says it's an Ase Sheish Bo Kares, Korban Pesach, and a Din Derabanan. He holds that coming onto the Har HaBayis when you're a Balkari is not even an Mitzvah Ase, it's a Din Derabanan. Shneimar, because the Pasuk says, Vayomer Yehoshaphat beKal Yehuda lefnei haChatzer haChadasha. Ma haChatzer haChadasha? What does it mean that Yehoshaphat was standing in the new Chatzer? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan shechitchu b'dvarim, because he was mechadesh. Not that he built a new structure, but that he in the Beis Hamikdash. But it means that he made a new chiddush. And Amru, and they said k'tful yom lo yikanes lamachane leviyah, that someone's doing tful yom like this guy is. He's waiting for the. He went to the mikvah that day. He's waiting for the sun to go down to finish his purification process. Right? He's not allowed to go onto the Har HaBayis. He's not allowed to go into the machane. The Amar Ula. And Ula says, Matam. And now back to the case. We said that the mitzvah's assay that has kares is better for him to bring the Korban Pesach and violate the mitzvah's assay that doesn't have kares, that of getting out of the machle neviyah. So Amar Ula, Matam. How does that work? Why does that work? Why does it work that, what's it called? One second, sorry. You know what? Yeah, that's going to take us on to Amud Aleph. Yeah, I knew it would be in the middle of it. Right, okay, this is going to be a proof for a whole of history. One second, hold on, sorry. Well, let's just read it, and then we'll kind of get it. There's a big Rashi here, which it really should cover, but let's just explain how this teaches me whole history. Vula says, Matam, what's the reason? Again, why are we saying that this is Mutter? Whole v'hutter l'tzaraso, hutter l'kerio. That the only reason we're going to allow this is because since he's allowed to get into the Machne Leviyah, the Haravayas, to take care of his tzaras, again, technically he's still tummy from his tzaras, because he has to get the hands and the toe dabbed with blood. So they're kind of sort of waiving that requirement as it is. So once they're waiving that for the Mitzorah, so the fact that they're also going to waive it for the, even though he's a Balkari, meaning once the Isser is lifted for his tzaras, to purify his tzaras, we're also going to lift the Isser to come in as a Balkari. So we see that whole history. Once it's mutter for him to do A, it's also going to be mutter for him to do B. Okay, obviously this continues, right? The Gemara says, me dummy, it's not really similar. Yibum is different than this, but that's for tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. And we'll try and delve into that Rashi just to clarify in the introduction to tomorrow. Have a great day and night. Fanan, where are you listening to this?